Morning Watch, Joshua Judges Ruth Training Week 9. The children of Israel not having a king, and everyone doing what was right in his own eyes. Wednesday related verses. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now to the King of the ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Isaiah chapter 16, verse 5. Then will a throne be established in loving kindness, and upon it one will sit in truth, in the tent of David, judging and pursuing justice, and hastening righteousness. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Jehovah is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. Jehovah is good to those who wait on him, to the soul that seeks him. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Related reading. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, ages actually means eternity. This word needs to be understood in relation to the decline of the church. When Paul was in prison, the churches began to decline, and the situation was very disappointing. Many were discouraged. Even some of Paul's co-workers left him. But he had a strong faith with an absolute assurance that the very God in whom he believed, the one who had entrusted him with the gospel of glory, is the King of the ages, the one with the absolute authority for eternity, who never changes. No earthly king can be called the King of the ages. The God whom Paul served truly is the King of the ages, the King of eternity. The one whom we serve and who is being dispensed into us is the King of the ages. According to Isaiah chapter 16, verse 5, the all-inclusive Christ is the King reigning in the tent of David. We may wonder what this aspect of Christ has to do with us, since Christ will reign as a king in the tent of David in the coming age during the restoration of the nation of Israel. We need to realize, however, that we can also enjoy Christ as the reigning one in the tent of David in the age of grace. We have to realize that according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, the age of grace, the New Testament age, is a foretaste of the coming age. Thus, what we are enjoying today is a foretaste of the coming kingdom in the age of restoration. Thus, today, we have to realize that Christ is our King. He reigns not only in our hearts, but also in the tent of David. In the Old Testament, when the tent of David was set up, when David's kingdom was fully established, that was a great consolation and joy to the Israelites. In the coming age, when Christ reigns in the tent of David, that will be a greater consolation to Israel. Christ reigning in the tent of David signifies consolation, encouragement, and restoration. For him to reign in us in the tent of David means that he reigns in us with a kingdom. Isaiah chapter 16 verse 5 says that Christ's throne will be established in loving kindness. Loving kindness means tender affection. All of us can approach his throne because loving kindness is there. Christ sits upon his throne in truth. Truth here means truthfulness and faithfulness. Christ is not only loving and kind, but also truthful and faithful. He is the worthy one. As the one sitting upon the throne in the tent of David, he is the real David. He judges and pursues justice. To judge is to adjust and correct in order to make peace. Christ is the unique judge in the whole universe. In our natural being, we do not treat others justly. The husbands do not treat the wives in justice, nor do the wives treat the husbands in justice. But Christ is perfectly just with everyone and pursues justice in all of his judgments. He is also the one hastening righteousness. Isaiah chapter 16 verse 5 shows that with Christ there is loving kindness, truthfulness, faithfulness, justice, and righteousness. Today, Christ reigns in us in the tent of David, bringing in the kingdom with loving kindness, truthfulness, faithfulness, justice, and righteousness. If we are under his ruling, his reigning, we will be the same as he is in these virtues. When Christ reigns in the millennium, even the brightest things will be ashamed. But even today, we can enjoy Christ reigning in us as a foretaste of his reign in the coming age.